Hello and welcome to the third part of the four-part video series on how to configure VMware VM backups using DPM2012R2 UR11. Till now, we have seen how to establish a secure HTTPS communication channel between DPM and the VMware server and then create a user account with certain privileges in VMware server. If you haven't watched the first two videos, I would encourage you to watch them first before tuning into this video. This video will give an overview of how to add the VMware server to DPM. For adding a VMware server, go to Management and click on Production Servers. Click on Add to open the Production Server Edition wizard. Click on VMware Servers and click Next. For all workloads other than VMware VMs, you can choose Windows Servers to complete the Production Server Edition process. Here I will specify a vCenter's IP address. A new vCenter can be added by specifying the FQDN or IP address of the VMware server that needs to be added to the DPM server. You can add vCenter if all the EXXI servers are managed by the vCenter. A secure HTTPS communication between DPM and VMware server uses 443 port by default. If the VMware server is configured with a different SSL port, the port number should be specified accordingly. Otherwise, it should be left unchanged. Within Specify Credential option, you can select an existing credential which was created earlier, or you can add a new credential here as well. Here I will create a new credential and specify the name to be Backup Credential. In the description section, I will give a relevant name so that I can remember why this credential was created. I will then specify the username and password corresponding to the vCenter. Click on OK and add a server. Click on Next and finally click on Add to add the VMware server to DPM. Since the VMware VM backup is an agentless backup, adding a new server is achieved within a few seconds. You can choose to add more VMware servers from here itself as well. Now that the VMware server is added to DPM, the VMware VMs can be protected by clicking on Protection and then on New to open the Create New Protection wizard. Within this protection group wizard, the VMware VMs can be protected for short-term retention to disk and long-term retention to cloud. Final video in the series would show a demo of protecting VMware VMs as individual VMs or VMware folders. Thanks for watching.